Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Time now for Curbside with the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber.
Brought to you by Slime and Brothers, offering everyday low prices, expert advice, and free delivery.
Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. In 15 minutes, talk about Trevor Story. Yeah, I know. He's probably not signing in the next 2 months, but we got to talk about whether or not
he's going
to
sign.
His market can come back to the Cardinals. Whoa. Right now, let's continue the conversation we were just having with the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber. He joins us via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Kerbs, appreciate your time as always, man. We were talking in the last segment about Ivan Barbashev and what he's been able to do for the Blues this year. He leads all forwards for this team in penalty kill time. He's playing up and down the lineup. He's already got 8 goals so far this season. How would you characterize what you've seen so far this year from Ivan Barbashev?
He's such an important part of this team, and that's why all last season, whenever anybody was asking me about the expansion draft, I was very consistent all season long about, to me, the one guy I want to make sure we see protected is Ivan Barbashev. You know, and now, that's assuming Oscar Sundquist was protected as well, of course. But when it came down to people, the way they were sorting the numbers, and like, I don't know about Barbashev. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you got to keep that guy. And that's why he can penalty kill. And the other thing that Ivan Barbashev really does well, guys, is he's got the offensive ability, but he understands what's expected of him to play in the National Hockey League. And to that extent, he's the perfect guy for the coach that the St. Louis Blues have. Ivan has just been spectacular. I mean, he really has been spectacular for the Blues this year. And look, the Blues, by protecting him, made a statement to him too, and he's rewarding that statement. They said, no, we want to make sure you're protected and you're part of this team, and I think he greatly appreciates that.
Kerbs, we talked about this on the fourth period last night, our post-game show, but I wanted to bring it to our listeners now because we saw the Blues have 14 blocked shots in that game last night and some pretty critical ones on the penalty kill in the third period and in overtime, and this was an area that Craig Berube had brought up a couple of weeks ago that the Blues just weren't doing, and I loved the quote that he had. He said that, you know, mistakes are going to be made, but you rebound from those mistakes by jumping in front of pucks and blocking shots so that you can keep the energy up. And I think that's important because in the month of November, the Blues were the bottom 10 in the National Hockey League in blocked shots.
Well, not only that, frankly, they went into last night's game averaging just 11.3 blocked shots per game, and that was the lowest in the National Hockey League overall. So, you know, I think part of the blocked shot stat comes down to work ethic. It comes down to being able to put your body in the right position and be in the right position. And that is without a doubt a huge part of it. But, you know, there's different aspects of the game that create momentum, and blocking shots, believe it or not, is one of them. And I'll go back to a couple of years ago, and Patrick Laine on a power play for Winnipeg ripped 5 straight shots in a row, and Robert Bortuzzo blocked all 5. And you could just feel like you felt the energy in the building in Winnipeg go out. You felt the energy on the Blues bench as they're standing up cheering for him go up. And at the same time, at the end, when Binnington finally grabbed a hold of the puck, I think it was Binner in net, when he finally got a hold of a puck and froze it, Patrick Laine went over and tapped Robert Bortuzzo on the pads. You know, like, just a mutual respect. So I think it's a very important, you know, thing. And look, it's critical that these days with the equipment, guys block a ton of shots. And it's a stat that they didn't really start keeping, you know, on a regular basis until after the 2004-05 lockout. And that is why now you just saw Chris Russell just this past week, become the all-time shot block leader in NHL history since they started keeping that stat with over 2,000 of them. It's an important part of the game.
Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues, here with us on 101 ESPN. Kerbs, taking it from the micro of Ivan Barbashev to the macro of last night's game, how important was that win for the Blues to be able to come back after falling behind 3-0 early in that one? It felt to me as if that is the type of game that can get this team back on track, but how did you feel about it?
Yeah, I think it is. Getting back on track means just getting a little bit more consistent. I don't know that they're all that far off. They've had so many different lineups because of COVID and different injuries, that I think they've battled well. And to me, they're not all that far off when you really consider it, Brandon, from the standpoint of the fact that they have been in most of these games. So to me, the biggest thing that is going to have to get cleaned up, and last night showed this too, that they're still allowing just too many goals. And I know, two of them, I went back and I watched those goals, all three of them. I don't really blame the goaltender, on any of the three. And I think that's one of the reasons Craig Berube kept his goaltender in. That and that fact that Jordan Binnington is just a battler. But, I think what the Blues have shown early on this season is that's now four times in 22 games where they have come back from at least a two-goal deficit to tie the game. And so I think that what they're learning, and talking to Tory Krug about some of the stuff, they're definitely, learning that they can win the games different ways if they have to. And that is a huge confidence factor moving forward.
Kerbs, Mikkola had 18 and a half minutes played against the Blackhawks in overtime. And last night he had about 14 and a half minutes played for that victory in a shootout. Are you starting to see him trend towards a top four defenseman, or do you still feel like it's a feeling out process from the coaching staff?
Yeah, way too early for that, in my opinion, Alex. I still think that it's a situation where for Nico Mikkola, they needed to get him into a scenario of 10 to 12 to 15 straight games and see where he's at. I think before they, figure out, okay, we've got a hole on the left side of a defenseman. We need a big defenseman. We need somebody that's aggressive. You're looking for that Joel Edmondson style of player, and Nico Mikkola has provided that level of aggressiveness over the last few games. They've been able to use him in different situations. You've seen his confidence when he's been able to jump up in the play. And I talked to Daniel Tkachuk about this at training camp. And he says the one thing we had to do down in the minors was kind of hold him back a little bit because he really liked to try and jump up in the play. And every now and then he'd get a chance, and then he'd look at me and say, "What, power play time now, coach?" and so he's got this great personality and ability to joke about it too. But we've seen that. And I think what the most important part is, Alex, is especially for a young player and specifically a defenseman in the NHL, you've got to be able to go out there and learn how to play your game. And you cannot do that if you're constantly looking over your shoulder or worried that if I make a mistake, I'm not going to play in the next game. And see, because you've got to be able to make some mistakes, grow from them, learn from them, and get better. And that's why he has to play, I think, in a sequence of games. And he's doing it. He's at the point in his career where I don't think him being in there and going through some growing pains is going to hurt you all that bad versus what you're going to get on the other end. And so I think he's trended really, really well. You'll move him up the lineup depending on how the game's going. You'll keep him in the third player pairing depending on how the game's going. But right now I think the coaching staff and Mike Van Ryan are using him in a terrific way.
Another couple of minutes here with Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues on 101 ESPN. You'll hear Blues versus Lightning on your home for the Blues, 101 ESPN, tomorrow night. Pregame coverage with Alex beginning at 5:00. Kerbs, I wanted to ask you about Jordan Kyrou because he has now scored points in 10 of his last 12 games. In that stretch of 12 games, he has 7 goals, 6 assists, 13 points overall. It feels like he's become a more consistent player this year. I feel like every game that I watch, he's changing the way that the game is played while he's out there on the ice. You can always feel his presence out there. It doesn't feel like he's drifting as often as it did at times in years prior. What have you seen in terms of the step that he has taken so far this year, in your opinion? And I heard Randy ask this earlier today. Are there any former Blues that he reminds you of in the way that he plays?
Former Blues that he reminds him the way that he plays. He's he's showing that he's got some real playmaking ability, maybe like in you know, an early Paul Kariya, who could you know, smaller in size but make some real plays with some speed. I think where we have seen his real growth, Brandon, has come in what exactly the Blues coaching staff asked of him, and that was pay attention to detail. If you remember his first year in the league when he was kind of in the lineup, they said, no, it's his play away from the puck that matters. We were in Dallas, and I asked him, I said, well, what do you know now about the National Hockey League that is the biggest difference in a couple of years ago? And he says, it's the attention to detail. He goes, in junior hockey, you could turn the puck over in a certain area, and it wasn't going to burn you. You could make try and make a play here and there, and it wasn't going to burn you. In the National Hockey League, it could cost you a game. It could send you on a losing streak. You know, every little play and those little details matter every single shift. And he goes, that's been the hardest thing to learn and adjust to. And that's what he's accepted and figured out. And look what happened as a result of that. That first goal of the game last night, Ryan O'Reilly's goal, was created by Jordan Kyrou's sheer hockey talent and playmaking ability that drew defensemen to him. And when you get, again, the confidence, knowing you can try some things, but you're getting the ice time because you're also, you know, making the smart decisions, that's when you all of a sudden start to see that elite hockey player. And honestly, I don't know, just from a especially speed standpoint, I always liked the way T.J. Oshie could hang on to that puck in the offensive zone and was such a creative, dazzling player. But Jordan Kyrou, I think, has that much better speed. Now, it's been a long, long while since the Blues have seen a player with this kind of speed be this creative, and it's just the beginning for him.
Man, it's been a heck of a lot of fun to watch and seeing him. He had a breakout last year, but it feels like he's just taking it to another level this year. Curbs, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today. I will not be in the next couple of weeks whenever we have this conversation.
Someone's getting married, so, Curbs.
Have a happy holidays.
Boy, there we go. Congratulations. About time.
Hey, it's been a long time coming. Always appreciate it, Curbs. Talk to you soon, man.
All right, man. Have a terrific wedding. Congratulations. Enjoy the honeymoon, and just have yourself a great time.